You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
In the shadowy depths of investigative journalism, few stories captivate and mystify as much as the life and mysterious death of Danny Casolaro. Delving into a labyrinth of conspiracy, power, and silence, Casolaro's pursuit of the Octopus, a sprawling network believed to be manipulating global events from behind the scenes, ended abruptly in a West Virginia hotel room, transforming an ambitious investigation into a chilling enigma. What unfolds is a tale of intrigue, danger, and unyielding quest for truth, leaving us to ponder how far are the powerful willing to go to keep their secrets hidden. Danny Casolaro's journey into the world of investigative journalism was as intriguing as the mysteries he would later pursue. Born on June 16, 1947, in Fairfax, Virginia, into an Italian-American family, Danny was the middle child, surrounded by a loving family who cherished education and the pursuit of truth. His father was a doctor, a profession that imbued the young Casolaro with a sense of duty towards serving the public interest, a principle that would later define his career. From an early age, Danny exhibited an insatiable curiosity and a knack for storytelling. He was an avid reader, delving into a wide array of subjects, from classic literature to contemporary political analysis. This eclectic taste helped shape his worldview, making him keenly aware of the complexities and nuances of society. His education further honed his analytical skills, with Danny attending local schools where he was known for his sharp intellect and articulate expression. After completing high school, Casolaro pursued higher education. Though specifics about his college years are less documented, what is clear, however, is that these years were formative for Danny, exposing him to new ideas and people from diverse backgrounds. It was during this period that he began to nurture a deep-seated interest in investigative journalism. Inspired by the likes of Woodward and Bernstein, whose reporting on the Watergate scandal in the early 70s had a profound impact on him, Casolaro saw in their work not just the power of the press to affect change, but a calling to which he felt increasingly drawn. Upon entering the workforce, Danny initially explored several avenues, including a stint in advertising and freelance writing. These roles, while not directly related to investigative journalism, were instrumental in sharpening his writing skills and understanding of the media landscape. His work in advertising, in particular, taught him the art of persuasion and the importance of narrative, a skill that would later prove invaluable to his investigative work. By the late 70s, Casolaro had fully embraced his role as an investigative journalist. He was driven by a desire to uncover truths hidden beneath the layers of secrecy and deception. His early work covered a range of topics from environmental issues to political corruption, showcasing his ability to dissect complex subjects and present them in a compelling, accessible manner. Despite facing the challenges typical of freelance journalism, including erratic income, the difficulty of establishing a name in a competitive field, Danny persevered, motivated by the impact his stories could have. Casalero's approach to journalism was characterized by meticulous attention to detail and a relentless pursuit of leads. He spent countless hours researching, interviewing, and sifting through public records. His dedication often led him down rabbit holes that other journalists might avoid, driven by a belief that understanding the full scope of a story required venturing into its darkest corners. This tenacity, while it would later place him in danger, also earned him respect among peers who recognized his commitment to the craft. By the 80s, Casalero had established him as a respected figure in investigative journalism. His articles appeared in various publications, drawing attention to issues that world otherwise remained obscured. It was during this period that he stumbled upon the story that would consume the final years of his life, an intricate web of illegal activities and conspiracies he dubbed the Octopus. Little did he know this investigation would not only define his career, but also lead to its tragic end. Danny Casalero's investigation in the Octopus was a monumental endeavor that sought to uncover an alleged global conspiracy, involving an intricate network of individuals and organizations engaged in a wide array of illegal and clandestine activities. Casalero believed that this network was responsible for manipulating global politics, economics, and intelligence operations for its own dark purposes. His investigation was named after the creature with many tentacles, symbolizing the reach and complexity of the conspiracy he sought to expose. Central to Casalero's investigation was the Insula affair, a scandal that erupted in the 80s involving a software company named Insula Incorporated and its proprietary software Promise. Insula accused the U.S. Department of Justice of illegally modifying and distributing its software, which was designed to manage illegal cases to intelligence agencies and governments worldwide. Casalero believed that the theft of this software was just the tip of the iceberg, serving as a gateway to understanding the broader operations of the Octopus. Promise was not just any software, it was highly advanced for its time, capable of integrating various databases while being accessible through different computer systems. This made it an invaluable tool for surveillance and data analysis, particularly appealing to intelligence agencies. Casalero suspected that the software had been modified to include a backdoor, allowing those who knew of its existence to covertly access information from the systems where Promise was installed. This allegation pointed to a vast network of espionage that reached beyond U.S. borders, implicating intelligence communities worldwide in a scheme to monitor and manipulate information. As Casalero delved deeper into his investigation, he uncovered connections to several other scandals and controversial events of the time, including the Iran-Contra affair, the Bank of Credit and Commerce international scandal, and allegations of illegal arms trading and money laundering. He believed that these events were not isolated incidents, but rather interconnected components of a single overarching conspiracy orchestrated by the Octopus. Casalero's research led him to a diverse cast of characters, including government officials, intelligence agents, scientists, and criminals, all of whom he believed were somehow involved in or had knowledge of the conspiracy. He conducted countless interviews, sifted through public records, and followed leads across the United States and abroad. His notes and documents reportedly contain evidence of collusion and corruption at the highest levels of government and business. Despite the complexity and danger associated with his investigation, Casalero was undeterred. He was convinced that he was on the verge of exposing a story that would redefine the public's understanding of global affairs. He described his findings as a story that involves computer software, nuclear secrets, and international espionage, and claimed that it would crack the whole New World Order. In the weeks leading up to his death, Casalero told friends and family that he had received threatening phone calls and experienced other forms of harassment. He also mentioned that he was planning to meet a key source who would provide him crucial evidence that would solidify his case against the Octopus. This meeting was supposed to take place in Martinsburg, West Virginia, where he ultimately met his tragic end. Danny Casalero's investigation into the Octopus remains one of the most intriguing and mysterious chapters in the annals of investigative journalism. the depth and breadth of his research, the dangers he faced, and the unanswered questions surrounding his death left a lasting legacy, prompting others to continue exploring the shadows in which the octopus allegedly operates. The final days of Danny Casolaro's life was shrouded in mystery and fraught with ominous undertones, culminating in his tragic and controversial death in August 1991. Excuse me. Casolaro, fully engrossed in his investigation into the octopus, a complex network he believed was responsible for a series of illegal activities spanning the globe, informed his family and close associates of a significant breakthrough. He was convinced that he was on the cusp of exposing a scandal that would reverberate through the halls of power in the U.S. and beyond. In early August 1991, Casolaro relayed to his family that he planned to travel to Martinsburg, West Virginia, to meet with a source who purportedly held the final piece of the puzzle needed to complete his investigation. This source, Casolaro hoped, would provide the irrefutable evidence required to expose the sprawling conspiracy of the octopus. His enthusiasm was palpable. He believed he was about to unveil a story that would not only vindicate his months of relentless investigation, but also have profound implications for the public's understanding of government corporate collusion. However, Casolaro's optimism was...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Tinged with a sense of foreboding. In the weeks leading up to his trip, he had expressed concerns about his safety and to friends and family. He mentioned receiving threatening messages and warned of the potential dangers he faced due to the sensitive nature of his investigation. Despite these warnings, Casolaro was undeterred, driven by a deep-seated conviction in the importance of his work. He felt that risks were outweighed by the potential impact of his findings. This resolve led him to check into the Sheraton Hotel in Martinsburg on August 9, 1991. A decision that would precede his untimely death. The circumstances of Casolaro's final hours remain a subject of speculation and intrigue. According to hotel staff and records, Casolaro was last seen alive on the evening of August 9th. He spent the night at the hotel, presumably in preparation for his crucial meeting the following day. However, the identity of the source he was supposed to meet, and whether this meeting ever took place, remains unclear. What is known is that on the afternoon of August 10th, Casolaro was found dead in his hotel room's bathtub, with multiple deep slashes on his wrist. The scene was quickly classified as a suicide, but this conclusion sparked immediate controversy and skepticism. Skepticism surrounding the official ruling of suicide was fueled by several factors. First, the nature of Castellero's investigation and his recent expressions of fear for his safety cast doubt on the likelihood that he would have taken his own life at such a pivotal moment. Secondly, the absence of his research notes and documents from the hotel room raised suspicions. Castellero was known to meticulously document his findings and to carry these documents with him, especially when traveling for meetings related to his investigation. The disappearance of these materials suggested to some that foul play was involved, possibly by individuals seeking to suppress the information Castellero was poised to reveal. Additionally, questions were raised about the thoroughness and integrity of the initial investigation into Castellero's death. Reports of lost or destroyed evidence, including the alleged suicide note and physical evidence from the hotel room, muddled the circumstances surrounding his passing. These inconsistencies, coupled with the enigmatic nature of the octopus's investigation, have fueled ongoing debates and theories about the true cause of Danny Castellero's death. The death of Danny Castellero in August 1991, under the verdict of suicide, raised suspicions and controversy fueled by a series of circumstances surrounding his final days. These elements collectively cast a shadow over the investigation's conclusions, leading many to speculate that Castellero's death was not self-inflicted, but rather the result of foul play connected to his investigation into the octopus. One of the most glaring red flags was the disappearance of Castellero's research materials. Danny had spent over a year compiling extensive documentation, notes, and evidence related to his investigation. These materials were known to be in his possession during his trip to Martinsburg, yet they were conspicuously absent from his hotel room following his death. The missing documents were central to Castellero's work, and their disappearance suggested to many that someone had a vested interest in ensuring this information never saw the light of day. The physical evidence presented by Castellero's body further fueled skepticism. The autopsy report noted multiple deep slashes on his wrist, described by some as uncharacteristic of suicide, especially considering the lack of hesitation marks typically found in such cases. These details led to speculation that the wounds might have been inflicted by another party, possibly someone with the knowledge or expertise to stage the scene as a suicide. In the weeks leading up to his death, Castellero had confided in friends and family about receiving threatening phone calls and experiencing harassment, which he believed was related to his investigation. These threats, according to Castellero, escalated in both frequency and intensity as he drew closer to uncovering the alleged conspiracy. The existence of these threats were seen by some as evidence that Castellero had indeed made powerful enemies who stood to lose significantly were his findings to be published. The investigation into Castellero's death was also a subject of controversy. Critics pointed out several procedural irregularities and oversights, such as the quick classification of the death as a suicide before a thorough investigation could be conducted. There were also reports of mishandling and loss of crucial evidence, including the alleged suicide note and the bloody towels found at the scene. These lapses raised doubts about the investigation's thoroughness and impartiality, leading to suspicions of a cover-up. The broader context of Castellero's investigation into government corruption, covert operations, and high-stakes technological theft provided a backdrop that made the notion of foul play seem plausible to many observers. The 80s and early 90s were rife with scandals involving government and corporate malfeasance. Castellero's work touched on several sensitive areas, including the Insulaw affair and the Iran-Contra scandal. The idea that powerful entities might resort to extreme measures to protect their interests was not without precedent, further lending credence to suspicions surrounding Castellero's death. The suspicious circumstances of his death, ranging from the disappearance of his research materials and the unusual nature of his wounds to the prior threats against him, and the questionable handling of the investigation, have led to enduring doubts and theories about what truly happened in room 517, the Sheraton Hotel. These elements, combined with the contentious and secretive subjects of his investigation, have fueled speculation and debate for decades, leaving a legacy of mystery and unresolved questions about the dangers faced by those who challenge the corridors of power. The mysterious death of Danny Castellero and his investigation into the octopus have spawned a wide range of theories and have left a profound legacy on investigative journalism and public consciousness regarding government secrecy and conspiracy theories. The ambiguity surrounding the circumstances of his death Combined with the tantalizing hints of a vast shadowy network operating behind the scenes of global events, has fueled speculation and debate for over three decades. Among the theories posited to explain Casolaro's death, the most persistent suggesting that he was murdered to silence his investigation into the octopus. Proponents of this theory argue that entities Casolaro was investigating, spanning government agencies, international banks, and clandestine organizations, possessed both the motive and the means to orchestrate his death, making it appear as a suicide to halt his expose. The disappearance of his research materials from the hotel room is often cited as evidence supporting this view, suggesting that someone wanted to ensure his findings never saw the light of day. Another theory posits that Casolaro may have fallen victim to a psychological operation designed to discredit him and his research. According to this perspective, the harassment and threats he received were part of an effort to push him towards despair, with his death either being a manipulated outcome or an unfortunate consequence of the pressure he was under. This theory highlights the complex interplay between Casolaro's investigation and the psychological toll it may have taken on him. Some have also speculated about the involvement of specific individuals or factions within the so-called Octopus Network, suggesting that Casolaro's death was a result of a targeted hit rather than a broad conspiracy. These theories often point to the intricate web of connections that Casolaro had uncovered, suggesting that he may have gotten too close to sensitive information that certain parties could not afford to be revealed. Regardless of the true circumstances of his death, Casolaro's investigation into the octopus left an indelible mark on the field of investigative journalism and the public's perception of government and corporate secrecy. His work highlighted the potential dangers faced by journalists delving into the murky waters of national security, organized crime, and high-level corruption, underscoring the vital role of the press in holding powerful entities accountable. Casolaro's story has inspired a new generation of investigative journalists and researchers who continue to explore the themes and connections he unearthed. The idea of the octopus as a metaphor for the interconnected shadowy networks influencing global affairs has permeated popular culture and discourse, serving as a cautionary tale about the depths of corruption and the lengths to which some will go to protect their interests. Furthermore, the controversy surrounding his death has contributed to a broader skepticism towards official narratives and a heightened awareness of the potential for abuse of power within government and corporate sectors. It has fueled ongoing debates about transparency, accountability, and the public's right to know, encouraging a more critical and questioning approach to understanding world events. Let us know your thoughts on this topic in the comment section below. What do you think really happened? Do you think he committed suicide? Or is there a massive cover-up being involved? Let us know. And of course, before we go, I'd like to remind you, hit that subscribe button. There's a thumbs up if you like our video. Leave a comment in the comment section below. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And you can call into the show at 682-305-0483. Leave us a voicemail, and you can be featured on the next episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next
time. You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/TrueCrimeNeverSleeps.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.